We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If what has happened is a memory and what's going to happen is a thought, you're taking yourself out of right now. So in that case, every day is opening day.
Oh, man, this league of major baseballs. I'm very excited. I want to see what your Caborinos do and your White Stockings and everyone. Who will Bo Jackson show up? Nobody knows.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air from beautiful and historic Wrigley Field. In Chicago, it's opening day.
With Darren Jackson at Farmer at U.S. Cellular Field, Mark Zerang is our engineer here. Burley has made his way in from the bullpen and left. Umpires are coming out. Lineups are going to be exchanged. Darren will call the lineups and out the first pitch from U.S. Cellular.
Harry back at Wrigley Field. Don't you wish you were here?
That ball is gone!
Yes!
Game tied 3-3.
Yes, sir!
Kosuke Fukasane with a three-run homer.
How about that opening day? Oh, my gosh.
Thinking to play that Burley. Mercy. Wow. From the Gold Glove winner.
That one's going to be on highlight reels all year long.
But for me, it was a special day. And the reason is you start again. You start fresh. There's a lot of changes going from last year to this.
The emotions, I mean, it's opening day. It doesn't matter how many games, how many years you're in the league. It doesn't matter. Opening day is opening day. And your juices start going. And it's a really cool feeling. This is what we love to do.
Baseball is back. A guaranteed right field, and Lance Lynn christens it a home opener, complete game shutout.
Opening day, Ron, how did it feel to you as a ball player when you were in the lineup on opening day?
Incredible, right? You get the butterflies going. You really can't sleep the night before. You're anxious. You're up at the crack of dawn, ready to come to the ballpark, and you're just waiting for the next game to start.
Every opening day is special, but this one is definitely up there.
Happy opening day.
We've waited long enough. The winter is over when the umpires urge grown men to play.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thank you for hanging out with us. And yes, happy opening day. Happy New Year.
Feeling it? It's nice, man.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of games in a baseball season. It's a different sport. It's a different volume of activity, a different volume of conversation, the companion sport. It's like, it's here. And ballparks are fun, man. Ballparks are fun to go to. As much as the games and like following the sports and conversation, it's also the availability of joy, if you want it, of going to the ballpark is now upon you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing to do on a Tuesday.
Yep.
You know, if you would, let's go.
Sure.
Let's go.
At a moment's notice sometimes, you know?
I'll go buy a ticket in the second inning and get in for $10.
Oh, when are you coming to town? Let's see who's playing that day.
Let's see which team is in town when you're there.
Right. And so that's what like feels so nice and like, we have two distinct and excellent ballpark experiences, frankly. Like, go to the South Side and tailgate.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
But, like, if you haven't tailgated, go tailgate. Even if you're not going to tailgate, go early and walk through the lots and just watch people tailgate, get in conversations with strangers. Somebody's going to offer you a beer or a hot dog or get you in a bags game.
Yeah.
It's just that doesn't happen on the North Side. You get to, like, inhabit the neighborhood and kind of feel
bar hop
and feel the different kind of experience. Two very different experiences now available to you just about every day from here to the end of September.
We got to get the Red Line Series
The red line doubleheader.
Red line doubleheader.
Yeah, man.
We got it. We got to get it on the schedule. Shane, you said there are three of them.
I think two this year.
Two this year. I haven't put them in my calendar yet. I would like to do that with whoever on the show would like to come. That would be a lot of fun.
Why don't we do it with some listeners?
That would be amazing. Right? It could be an unofficial thing. That
but we get to pick the listeners only if we like you.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
And let's do it with Nico Horner.
We like him.
And White Sox, Nicky Lopez. I don't know.
Like, they're playing in the game.
Oh.
So they will be there in that regard. Come hang with us and Nico.
Well, maybe Nicky will come to the Cub game and Nico can come to the Sox game.
Did you know Nicky's a local product?
I've heard that.
Out of Naperville.
I've heard that. They've mentioned that.
Hey, he's happy 12th second baseman. You know?
Yep. Hey, stay tuned on the Nicky front, guys.
Oh, really?
Big things coming?
Want to add a fifth member to the show or what?
I like it.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
No.
We're in talks.
Fifth member of the
Nicky Lopez, who is a local product.
So Jalen Johnson, Nico Horner, Nicky Lopez.
It'd be fun to bring Jalen Johnson to the red line doubleheader.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
Do I want to get on the red line in C2 games?
Hey, man, he just signed that big deal. He can charter us a car.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to actually take the red line.
Oh,
we just got to go to both games.
Yeah, absolutely. Hire the limo. Let's go.
Jalen Johnson's limo.
We just want to hang with you between games, in fact. Jalen, that's all we need you for.
That'd be fine.
I want to hang with you between games?
Oh, I
definitely would have got to get those dates on the calendar.
And from the Cubs' perspective, get ready to hear a lot of like, well, the first 60 games are really the first measuring stick because those first 10 series, seven of those first 10 series.
The schedule's daunting.
Whew, seven of the first 10 series are against the Rangers, Dodgers, Padres, Mariners, D-backs, Astros, Yankees. 22 of the first 32 against seven teams that are all playoff hopefuls, if not dominant teams that will definitely get there.
Well, I remember last year on opening day doing the show with you and saying, can one team just start hot? Can one team give us a 20-win April?
Oh, God, that was after a miserable fall and winter of sports activity.
After a couple of years of miserable fall and winter sports activity. And I don't feel quite the same way because I am very confident that the Cubs will be in this thing wire to wire, and the Bears finished strong enough and have had a good enough offseason, and the draft is 20-something days away that I am not as worried about our sports landscape. Like, I'm so bullish for the Bears come September that I'm not as, like, fervently desperate for a winner because I'm pretty sure the Cubs will be a winning team. I'm confident that they will win the division and that they'll at least be playing relevant September baseball. So that means they'll be relevant all year. And then that would get us to football season. Whereas last year, I do think both were in doubt.
Just build me a bridge to football
season.
But
that's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying last year.
It's my muscle memory because I worked with that guy.
Right. But to be clear, what I'm saying is last year, there was no guarantee that football season was going to be any good. And there was no guarantee that either baseball team was going to be any good. And we've been coming off of basically two calendar years with no team in town being any good. This year, I'm not as anxious about a hot start because the Cubs are good. It's just a question of how good. And the Bears are good. It's just a question of how good. So I feel like we're at the beginning of something really positive with two of the biggest teams in town, with the two biggest teams in town. So I'm pumped about it.
That's nice. That makes all the sense in the world in terms of our collective desire for competitiveness in this town. I can't stop thinking about each and every day on its own and what that kind of offers you. You know, like there's a lesson that Herb Score, who used to do Cleveland games, said this to Eric Nadell, who told it to me the other day as we were taping something for the PBP, because the new season is going to come out a week from today. But like Herb Score, who had terrible teams in Cleveland, and he broadcast the games for 30 years, just awful teams. And Eric Nadell, starting in Texas like 40 years ago, he's like, how do you do it, man? What do you do? And Herb Score said, every game has to be in a vacuum because you are bringing that game to people, and who knows what could happen. I could see something happen in a game that I've never seen before. I could see a wonderful thing. This might be the greatest game I've ever seen today, regardless of what the standings are and all of that. So if you're doing the game, you have to do it that way and live it that way. If you're a White Sox fan and you want to, you could live the games like that and just watch the freaking game. Because guess what? As bad as they might be, they're going to win 60. They'll win 65. You're giving yourself 60, 65 days of some joy at the end of it. And who knows what the hell you might see. If you actually like the games, you might actually see something you like. I thought that that's a helpful perspective.
It is. I think that that works a little bit because most people are not being paid very handsomely to be the play-by-play broadcaster of a game.
But if you're listening to the play-by-play people, that's what they're doing. That's
some of them. Some of them are
miserable.
Miserable. And they're for the paycheck and have been there too long and all of that. We're very lucky in this town historically, but we obviously have a new situation on the south side. We'll see how that goes. But we have been lucky here, but some of them are curmudgeonly and miserable.
I want you to bunt.
Yeah, there could be bunting.
Two kinds of bunting today, right?
Two kinds of bunting today. On the field and in the stadium.
On the field and on the field.
Well, they had some on their graphic, too, on Twitch on the midday show for their big broadcast. They had bunting on the Twitch stream.
I saw Herb Lawrence had an emoji of bunting. I've never seen the bunting emoji. And it's not somebody bunting, but it's the bunting.
It's confusing.
I'm confused right now, and I said it myself. Didn't know it existed.
Imagine if White Sox fans had created a guy squaring up.
As an emoji?
As an emoji, yes.
Let's get on that.
That's how exciting it would be. But no, I think like for a White Sox fan, that would be easier to do in the micro. Like, oh, you know what? I have nothing to do on this Wednesday, so I'm going to watch, and I'll just kind of remove myself from the outcome of the game and just watch baseball.
Hey,
and
man,
yeah, root for laundry, but hope to see something cool.
Hope to see something cool over my next 2.5 hours of life.
Well, that's why I didn't love the Bulls comp, because you will always see something cool
NBA
game.
You're right.
You absolutely can watch a 5-1 baseball game where nothing really cool happens with bad teams, and it feel like a pretty listless experience. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have fun and enjoy the ballpark and the beer and the food and the conversation and the camaraderie.
Certainly it's easier to live in the bubble.
Right, but if you're like, I am going to sit in front of this game for somewhere between 2 hours and 20 minutes and forever. And
Danny, the pitch clock is at 8. 18 now.
I know.
They took off 2 extra seconds.
That's good.
That means it's going to be, I think, 4 minutes and 45 seconds shorter each game.
It's all about pace of action, buddy. It's not about length of the game. Pace of action.
They're playing to you.
We haven't seen a pitch yet, and you're already bitching about baseball.
Oh, pace of action. It's good. My guy Theo saved your game.
I'm coming around to Taddy's way of thinking, by the way. Slow the hell down.
Yeah, you see?
Yes.
Finally, I mean,
18.
Thanks to Theo, we know for sure every Friday during a 120. By the way, whenever I go to Clark Street Sports or, you know, Obvious Shirts and I see that 120 clock hoodie or t-shirt, I'm like, I love it too. I want to buy one.
Friday 120, how you doing?
Because of Theo's rules now, we know every Friday we will be doing a show.
We will be doing a show. Yeah, yeah. We need like 12 innings to get off entirely for the Friday 120.
That's really the main reason Tanny doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's why he doesn't like the pitch clock. Absolutely.
I don't like it because I feel rushed when I get to do my occasional inning. That's why I don't like it.
We all have selfish reasons, and that's okay.
Yeah,
and it's a selfish sport inherently. You know?
Yeah, it really is.
What a moment. I don't even know why I said it. It just makes me happy. Here's the thing, Danny, that baseball's back. Yesterday at this time, you were bemoaning the fact that I was giving you a lot of Bears property tax conversation.
Yeah, no, it took you until opening day to get excited for baseball. I beat you to it. So there it is.
I will offer you nothing on the Stadia the rest of the day.
Just the day?
You know what? Rest of the week.
Thank you.
Nothing tomorrow, unless something breaks.
Okay, that's excellent. All right, well, we were trying to figure out what a successful season would be for an awful team. Morning, guys. Ask the boss. We'll see if we agree. Next on The Score.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Spend some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
Afternoons on the Score.
What's successful for you?
I mean, I think we've got to earn the trust of our fans back. We've got to establish some credibility.
Okay, hold on before you dig in. Isn't that what Rick said? Or didn't Rick say that last year? We have to earn the trust back. And I understand you're different than Rick, and it's a new regime. You did both go to Michigan, though. Trust me, I'm sure you guys are both talking to Michigan football. I understand. But didn't that what Rick said last year, and then last year happened, right?
With that, we'll pivot to the negative.
Good job by AJ.
Wow.
With Chris Getz.
With his old teammate.
Hey! Don't repeat that guy's talking points. Oh. You were supposed to think this is different.
Just a word to the wise here. The last insular hire.
Good job.
Oh, man.
By AJ. We got polls position in 15 minutes. We got Craig Council at 5. He's going to be a regular on this show, which is incredible. But we also want to take care of you. If you want to go see Bert Kreischer at the United Center on April 4th, just be listening for when you hear this. They're going to line up to hear this one. 312-540-0670. When you hear that awesome sound later in the show, call our contest line. Be the sixth caller. You get to go see Bert Kreischer at the UC.
Extra bonus sell. You'll hear him do that shirtless. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a very hot ticket despite that.
Now how much would you pay?
Chris Getz was on Mully and Haw, and I love that he answered the question of, hey, how the hell are we going to define what a successful season is?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly want to establish a cleaner style of baseball. I do. I think White Sox fans deserve that. They're looking for that. You certainly want to feel like we are moving in the right direction, building towards something special. You know, you look at some of these projections and these win totals. I mean, I understand. I get it. But also, if you really look, look behind the curtain a little bit. And you look at, Garrett Crochet. Okay, what does this look like as a starter? It could play out this way. It could play out that way. You've got Mike Soroka. The outcomes are there could be really positive. And you look at Eric Seti that joins him coming from the KBO into the rotation here. Hit a tremendous season over there and to get the opportunity. You know, if things, you look at that group in itself and you're like, all right, like this could be really exciting. Obviously it needs to play out a certain way. We've got some new faces in the bullpen and different roles. You got a Ben Attendee, you've got a Eloy Jimenez and a Yoan Moncada and a Louis Robert and an Andrew Vaughn. If we keep these guys healthy and post it on a regular basis and keep them truly engaged as a core group offensively, you know, that's a pretty good group right there. And then you look at, our defense and how sound I feel like it's going to be up the middle, which is such a strong indication of what direction a team's going to go. There's some real pieces to like here and interesting stories. And, I think it'll be a fun opportunity to see how this plays out. There's plenty to like on this team. And I look forward to watching like everyone else and see what we're capable of doing as a group.
Okay, then.
Yeah, the problem is once you start pivoting to the individuals, it doesn't add up. You know what I mean? Like so there are a couple nice stories. Crochet's got great stuff. I'm curious to see if he can be a starter. Eric Fetty, that's a guy that I'm high on. But then he starts talking about defense up the middle, and it's Paul DeJong, who's a cast-off on his last legs. It's Nicky Lopez, who is a local product, but it's a 29-year-old coming off a Royals tenure and 1 year as a defensive replacement for the Braves. He's not really a – I mean, these are flyers that they're taking on veterans, and that stuff is just not inspiring.
No, and
– at all.
The idea of we've improved the defense, so you're going to get a clean brand of baseball. You've been saying lose cleaner. That's the thing that you can sell when you don't spend any money. Because great starting pitching, expensive. Great hitting, expensive. Little dinky-dunky guys that can catch the ball. I'm not saying defense doesn't matter, but it definitely doesn't matter as much as hitting the ball over the wall
or striking out 10 dudes and going 170 innings.
Yeah, well, it's the difference between a decent team and a good team, or a good team and a great team. And we watched the White Sox be a decent team, but not a good one, and then a good one and not a great one because they didn't play cleaner. Like the last 2 years, far and away the worst defense in MLB as a team.
Yes.
Like no one was even close to them last year. They were dead last with a bullet, and they were 28th the year before, and I think it was 26th the year before that. So it's a reaction to the ugliness that we've seen, and frankly, I and so many have been calling out, God, they just don't play clean. How can you like them? You can't trust them to be good when it matters because they don't freaking play clean. So now they'll play clean, but they don't have the good team to go with the clean.
Right, they could be a league average defensive team this year. That'd be a significant improvement, and they could still lose 100 games. Being a league average defensive team doesn't get you anything.
It gets you a couple things, but yeah, you got no. I mean,
if you have an opening day starter who could go three innings, and you have no bullpen, and you've got no above average starting pitching,
it's good.
A league average defense does not matter if you're giving up 7 runs a game because the ball keeps going over the wall.
Yeah, it's not quite that absolutist, but of course you're more right than wrong. You know what I mean? Like you're more right than wrong.
Okay then.
I'll take it.
But it's good. But you know what I mean? It's just not that, like they might win a few more games because they play clean. And that could be.
But that could still be 100 losses.
Or they might lose 95. They might lose 95 and you'd be like, see, better than projected because they played clean. And that can matter as you're building something, as you're building a culture and you're building a thing. But it feels still so reactionary to the ugliness that we watched. It's not enough. If I were him, if I could suggest, and I don't know if he did, I would pivot to the big picture and I'd talk about your pitching development. I'd talk about Brian Bannister. I'd talk about some of the young players that you're getting. And I'd talk about telling fans to zoom out because selling them on Paul DeJong and Nicky Lopez's defense up the middle is a tough one.
Well, that's not what happened because he was asked about expectations for Garrett Crochet, your opening day starter.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be able to show us and tell us how deep he can go into a game. And it's about efficiency. We challenged him in spring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we told him, listen, if you want to be a starter, you've got to have some innings that are, you know, 15 to 17 pitches or less. We can't rack up the 30 plus pitches every single inning. And he really took to that. I think it was his first outing. The first inning he threw in spring training, it was probably right at 15 pitches. The next one, it was the same thing. So it's really about efficiency. He's got electric stuff. Mm. You know, what we've seen in spring training kind of reminds us of back in 2020 when he, you know, made his debut, essentially from the alternate site where games kind of revolved around getting Garrett Crochet into the game. You were just, you just felt like it was such a competitive advantage of once Garrett Crochet was on the mound. So, you know, Garrett's had a really smooth spring training. He hasn't started at the major league level or professional baseball for that matter. But I, you know, when we came to this decision, I mean, I think it's really excited to make a statement, have Garrett with the stuff that he has, go out there today, compete, and we adjust from there.
All right, that's one. I am interested to see what Garrett Crochet does.
Of course, because he's got a ton of talent.
I was looking at the depth chart just now thinking, how many am I really interested to watch? And about like 7, maybe 8, you know? It's not a high number, but it's
No, there's about 26.
That's a good point. But there's not – it's not 3. It's also not 10. But
just
seriously,
what numbers 8 is not?
That's why, like,
it's also not 9.
If you're gets, you know, it's tough, man.
It's not 4.
Theo was the best we ever heard in selling you a rebuild as he talked globally zoomed out.
And listen, we can't even do it because he had done it. He had the rings on his finger
for sure. But some of the tenets of that, like how you do that, is what Chris ought to be doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it was so different. The caliber of the delivery of the person, but also the messenger.
The trust.
Right, he had the pelts on the wall. Polls position today,
a very chic, popular kind of counterculture pick for the Bears at 9 or with a small trade down has been Brock Bowers. Jeff Dantzler was up close and personal with the Georgia Bulldogs program. He joins us next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.